Treatment takeaways. Treatment takeaways will now be a feature on the blogs. Jen found her way to health via a cytokine panel, a doctor willing to get creative, and a lot of persistence. Cytokine panels can theoretically be ordered by patients. I was having trouble, however, finding one in Quest or LabCorp that was available. Maybe others will have better luck. Approved in 2019, Rinvoq is one of 9 JAK inhibitors approved for use in the US, 3 of which were approved in the last 2 years. These drugs work inside the cell to turn off the signals that spark the cell to produce inflammation. They can inhibit the production of many immune factors, including most of the interleukins and all of the interferons. These wide-ranging drugs have been shown to improve the joints in rheumatoid arthritis and psoriatic arthritis, the gut in Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, the spine in ankylosing spondylitis, and the skin in atopic dermatitis. Even though Jen's illness began with an infection, and testing showed that she'd been exposed to multiple pathogens, pathogens weren't her problem. The immune hyperactivation that the pathogen triggered was. Jen appears to fit the hit-and-run hypothesis of ME/CFS, where a pathogen triggers a long-lasting immune dysfunction. Jen's system simply needed to be reset, and once she found the right drug, it reset itself amazingly quickly. And then, and here's the really good part, it has remained reset. Even though she'd been largely bedbound for almost 2 decades, no long-term damage appeared to have been done. Jen probably fits a specific subset of ME/CFS patients, those with increased cytokine levels. We know that everyone doesn't fit this profile because ME/CFS cytokine studies have had such variable results. Plus, her results also seem at odds with findings of T and B cell exhaustion, and studies suggesting that pathogen persistence may be triggering long COVID. That's not surprising. We should expect multiple immune subsets in these diseases. Jen's story is an example of what precision medicine, that is, medicine driven by testing results and not purely by disease status, can achieve. Long COVID has triggered interest in powerful immune drugs that never saw the light of day in ME/CFS, and clinical trials are underway. The best hope for rapid movement lies with the rejiggered RECOVER initiative, which, with its recent $500 million outlay, has promised to take a more creative approach to long COVID clinical trials. Time will tell. But if the initiative follows through, it could fairly quickly provide data on a wide array of drugs.